In the offertory verse this morning, we pray, direct my steps. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm speaking mostly to our servers today who have come for our altar server day. It is one of the greatest privileges of all to serve the Holy Mass. They say that even St. Thomas Aquinas, once he had become a priest, he would offer his own Mass and then always have time to go back and serve a second one. And we know of St. Dominic Savio, who just as a boy, he was about 5 years old when he was permitted to serve. He was so short that he could hardly reach the missal to move it from one side of the altar to the other. But the priest, St. John Bosco, didn't dare to help him. St. Dominic had to do it on his own, and he succeeded. Why is it that serving the Mass is such a great honor? Well, because the Mass is more than just another prayer. It is the holy sacrifice. It is Calvary repeated. It is the redemption done here on our altar. God himself, not in pretend, but in reality, comes down from heaven to this altar, and there he sheds his sacred blood in a mystical manner, which is nonetheless real. All the merits that our Lord gained on the cross, at the crucifixion, they are given to each of us at every Mass. At every single Mass, we get those merits applied to us. What an amazing thing to think about. You young men, servers, you are in heaven, as it were, whenever you serve the Mass, because when the Mass goes on, a lot of invisible things are happening as well. Heaven opens up. The Blessed Trinity, God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, look down upon the altar to watch as this sacred act goes on. The sanctuary is flooded with angels. Saint Michael himself helps the priest as he celebrates the Mass. He protects, they say, the chalice filled with the precious blood so that the priest does not knock it over or anything like that. The drops of the precious blood are dropped into purgatory during the Mass, and those souls there, well, they are comforted, relieved of their sufferings. Today's Mass, by the way, is for our former head server, Richie. So do pray for him. And we pray that some drops of the precious blood fall into purgatory to console him. But at the same time, hell sees what's going on, and it trembles because of the great act that is going on right here on this altar. Everything in this Mass is about the Passion. Even the vestments that the priest wears. Well, the amice, you never see the amice really. It's under all the other vestments. The amice symbolizes the blindfold that was put over our Lord's eyes. And then the alb, the white alb, symbolizes the robe that was placed upon our Lord to mock him as a fool. Then the cincture, the cord worn as a belt around the priest's waist, well, that symbolizes the ropes, the chains with which our Lord was tied to the column in his scourging, And the maniple symbolizes the ropes with which he was bound, and the stole represents the cross placed upon our Lord's shoulders. All of the vestments, everything in the Mass revolves around the Passion. Even the chalice. Do you know what the chalice symbolizes as it contains the precious blood? It symbolizes the Sacred Heart of Jesus holding the precious blood. The Mass is a beautiful thing, a beautiful reality. So young men, you see what an honor it is to serve at the altar. You are there in the midst of heavenly things. You bring the wine to the altar that soon enough will be consecrated into the blood of our Lord. You bring it. You carry the candles, and by doing so, you become, as it were, the light to the world. People are watching you. People watch you, not only here in church, but people all over the world that watch at home on their computers. They see you, and they notice everything. And a good example, a good server, can always really edify someone. Years ago, before I started coming to St. Gertrude's, I wasn't even a seminarian yet, but I remember sometimes coming for the odd evening Mass on a Sunday. Guy Miller always served that Mass. But my mother even commented how good a server he is. And you know, I mentioned that to him once, and he said, this was his advice. He said, yes, what I try to do is make myself as invisible as I can so that the people can focus on the priest and the altar. And he just does his job quietly. So, young men, remember, always serve with great dignity, great respect. And above all, this is my last point, whenever you're getting ready to serve Holy Mass, pray. Make a good, holy preparation for your Mass, for your Holy Communion. Say a decade of the Rosary. Do kneel down in church before the Blessed Sacrament and ask for the grace to serve well. Ask our Lord, as we do in the offertory today, O God, guide my steps. And he will. And you will add a certain glory and beauty to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.